Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yes. Can you feel it? I feel it, too. It's Friday. All right. And this is the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 25th of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Were a lot of you in a panic yesterday? Oh my God, Facebook, what happened? Yes, Facebook was down for just a tiny bit yesterday, in case you noticed. Most people were greeted by a screen that said, sorry, something went wrong. We zucked up. No, that last one wasn't there, but it should have said that. This all happened about 9:31 a.m. Pacific time in the U.S. And believe it or not, it was actually the second time this week that the social network has went offline. Now, while the majority of the people were actually seeing, sorry, something went wrong, other people in other parts of the world were seeing service unavailable. Now, as the time of recording this BTN News Show, Facebook hasn't really offered any explanation about why it went offline for a while. Maybe Zuckerberg tripped over one of the server cords, we don't know. But about 10 minutes later that day, yes, at 9:41 a.m., things started rolling back online, although very slowly. I myself actually couldn't get back into Facebook for about another hour after it went offline, so it varied from, I guess, place to place. Alright, well, you know, we haven't had a lot of hacker news this week. We've had a little bit, but you know what? It's Friday, so let's get into Hacker News Friday. Yeah! Our Hacker News Friday consists of about 5.6 million fingerprints stolen, from personal government data in the U.S. Yes, that's right. Hackers have stolen security clearance data on millions of Defense Department and other U.S. government employees. Now, the U.S. government actually thought it was only 4.5 million that were initially taken, and then they did a little bit more digging and they found out, well, crap, I guess it's about 5.6 million. Of course, we know this week the Chinese president headed over to Washington, and Barack Obama's actually said cybersecurity will be a major focus of his talks at the White House coming, today. We'll see how well that goes over. Okay, be honest, how many of you are actually reading ebooks nowadays? Do you still really get out that Kindle, or was it just a fad for you and now you've went back to print? Seems a lot of people are going back to print. The Association of American Publishers has collected data from about 1,200 publishers and have found that ebook sales have actually dropped 10% during the last 5 months. Why is this? Well, hybrid readers these days are opting to mix up the print and the digital over one another. And it could also have something to do with about 12 million dedicated reading devices were sold last year versus about 20 million in 2011. However, though, there's one other thing to keep in mind, and that's the ever-rising prices of ebooks. And a lot of that has to do actually with Amazon's rift with publishers. The pricing of digital versions versus your physical copy, yeah, there's not much difference now. So, will the trend continue? But one thing's for sure, you can definitely hear all the people that are buying vinyl records again saying, yeah, more power to you, yeah. Well, of course, we announced to you on BTN News Show, it was about a week ago, a few days ago, Amazon's Fire TV memory 4K now, yeah. Well, Roku's about ready to say, hey, guess what, Amazon, we got one to up you. Roku has actually posted on their website 4K Showcase. It's actually a little teaser suggesting that maybe a new model with 4K video support is on its way. Now, granted, Roku doesn't really have any real 4K content to show off yet, but maybe plans will change in the very near future. According to the folks over at UK Roku Channels, they are saying that a new model may be called the Roku 4, which kind of, would be the follow-up to the Roku 3. And then probably after 4, we'd have Roku 5. What do you know? Funny enough, however, though, the device that's actually passing through the FCC as we speak shows approval photos for the Roku 3. So this could actually be just a Roku 3 with new hardware that supports 4K. So right now, we're just speculating. This could go round and round and round, just like any other news organization does nowadays. But if you're thinking about getting an Amazon Fire TV, yeah, you may want to hold off for just a little bit. And if your heart was already set on the Apple TV, well, you weren't going to get 4K anyway. And finally, this goes out to all of our British listeners today. How many of you still go to the movie theaters? Yeah, a lot of you probably do, don't you? Well, the next time you're there, don't get freaked out if somebody's around your seat with a freaking goggles on about to scare the shit out of you. Yes, movie theater staff across the UK are now going to be required to wear night vision goggles. I know, huh? But here's the reason why. To combat movie piracy. Yep. Since pirates have found new and inventive ways to illegally record movies, while using a smartphone to film through a popcorn box.
Yeah, popcorn box.
British theaters have decided to do something about this. According to Kieran Sharp, he's actually the Director General of the Federation Against Copyright Theft, or FACT for short.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
The bigger the film, the more anticipated it is, the higher the risk. So we'll actually hire extra staff for these kind of scenarios. So what can you expect while you're sitting there in your chair trying to enjoy a movie? Well, a bunch of sweeps around the auditoriums with night vision goggles, regardless of the film, will be pretty much on display. But if you're going to see that new, say, James Bond film, extra security will be in place. So I wonder how the pirates are going to get around this one. They'll probably go out and buy themselves a pair of night vision goggles and say, hey, don't worry about it, I'm one of you guys. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You know the website. Go on over there and check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Check out all the great freaking podcasts we got over there. We got a buttload of them. It's going to keep your weekend all entertained. So go check it out. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, if you really want to, at Kyle Swagger on Twitter. Of course, since it is Friday, that means it is Mac Show Day right here at BTN. Tune in to the live telecast at 3 p.m. UK time, 10 a.m. Eastern time, U.S. 7 a.m. Pacific. Adam, Will, Patrice, Doc, and Lee. Oh, yeah, they're going to be crammed in the Mac van today with Ewan behind the wheel. That's the Mac Show today, 3 p.m. live, UK time, BritishTechNetwork.com/live is the destination. As for the new show, well, yes, indeed. Since it's your Friday edition, we're taking the weekend off, but we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday. Oh, yeah. And thank you so much for listening.